Third down and 10.
Coming with 5 tackles for loss on the year. He's a pest there at that line of scrimmage, being constantly making plays for the Raiders at that line of scrimmage. Also 4 sacks as well coming into today. And I do see Jordan Payne in street clothes, though, on the sidelines.
Third and 10 for the
battle of attrition. It looks like the 2025 season is going to be for this Racine Raiders squad. 2 receivers left, 1 off to the right for the Bison. Aaron with Middlebrook to his right, as you see on your screen. Heron, arms extended, looking to pass. Heron with a pocket, throws high, looking for Rixey, and diving in late, trying to come up with that one for Racine was Josiah Gordon. And it'll bring up a 4th down, and the punting unit comes out, which includes Heron as the punter.
And the thing the Raiders' defensive line did really well on that play is they didn't pursue on the pass rush there. They basically just, they're going to keep him in the pocket there and force him to be a pocket passer, and he ends up throwing it complete on 4th down.
Heron standing back at his 10-yard line, 9:39 to play. Snap takes a while to get back there. Heron gets off a high kick. Dalton pulls it in at the 40 of the Bison. Dalton cutting towards the near sideline. He gets a lane into Bison territory, and Dalton will be upended at the 41-yard line of the Indy Bison, a short field for Racine. They'll have a 1st and 10 as we take a look at the Educators Credit Union replay.
It's his 2nd punt return of the day. His 1st one was a pretty decent return that got them in an 18-yard return that got them in great field position. On the other side of the field, and that time he flips the field again. I think he got right around the 40 on the other one, too.
Yeah, they were both about there. 19 yards on that return by Dalton, the dangerous returner for Racine. They have it 1st and 10, short field. See if that helps the offense here.
The offense was moving on that first possession, but unfortunate sack and sack kind of broke that series up a little bit.
Lewis in there at H-back, moves from the right side of the line to the left side. Locke pulls it down, going for the deep ball, going for Woodland, and Woodland can't haul it in. Incomplete on the coverage for the Bison was George again, and it'll bring up a 2nd down and 10.
Yeah, good ball, good route, and the defender is just able to deflect that just enough for Woodland to be able to come down with that.
Went for the home run ball on 1st and 10. Now 2nd down and 10. Lewis and Woodland off to the right side. You have Gaines with Bibby Davis on the left side. Sean White in at running back. He'll be to the right of Locke, working out of the pistol. Locke looking to pass under immediate pressure. Dumps it off to Sean White. Is able to break away from a tackle and will be taken down. Turns nothing into a few-yard gain to the 37. But yeah, White, who just came back a couple weeks ago, grabbing his left knee as he was taken down by Trey Tunstall out of Thomas More University. And we'll take a look at the replay as you look at the magic of Sean White getting away from this one.
Yeah, did great job getting off the tackler. They just trying to hold him, and he bounces off of them and ends up hurting his left knee. Hate to see that for him. As you mentioned, he just came back from an injury not too long ago, and believe he was injured, I don't know, for his last year or the year before as well, I believe, with a knee.
As you see, the athletic training staff from the Doctors of Physical Therapy taking a look at Sean White as the Raiders kneel around. He just came back from an injury a couple of weeks ago. He was one of the players that was hurt on that pothole field in Michigan in the game against the Michigan Bills at Navarre Field. That one was also where Joe Garcia was hurt as well, and we haven't seen him back. And White is going to be helped off the field by a couple of his running back mates, not putting much pressure on that left leg, as you can see. As they come and pick him up to get him off the field. 9:06 to play. He did turn that into from nothing to a gain of four. It'll be a third down and six for Racine at the 37-yard line of the Indy Bison, probably in four-down territory here, going into that wind coming in from the north.
Yeah, Hayes in to replace White on this one, the second-year player, 44 yards on the season, 4.9 yards per carry.
Had a really nice year a year ago, too. Averaging 5.5 yards a carry. Couple of TDs. Bison showing blitz. Three receivers to the right. Lock under pressure and dumps it off for Hayes, but threw it too high and a little bit behind him with the pressure coming right up the middle. It'll bring up a 4th and 6 and see what the Raiders decide to do. Wodak started to go out, but they sent him back. Racine will keep the offense out there.
Yeah, that's a throw. I'm pretty sure that pretty positive he's going to want that one back. The play was there, just threw it too high. Hayes would have had a pretty nice gain on that one.
See Coach Kennedy contemplating. 8:37 to play in the third quarter. 14-0 Racine lead. It's a 4th and 6. They need to get to the 31-yard line of Indy for the first down. Twin receivers each way for Locke. With a back to his left, that's Hayes, who stays in there. And I think Lewis jumped in the slot on the right side for Racine. It's going to push him back 5 yards, and that may bring out the punt team. As we hear from Keith Turner.
Ball start. Offense, number 14.
Yeah, Lewis tried selling that, it was like pointing to the defender as he moved, like, hey, he moved first, but wasn't gonna buy it.
Yeah, they probably moved at about the same time there. So now Wodak will come out to punt for Racine, and they'll play the field position game with the ball sitting at the 42-yard line. Back deep for the Indy Bison, inside his 5 is Cameron Jackson. Low snap, Wodak angles it. And it's going to bounce at the 10 and go out of bounds. Where are they going to mark it? At the 14-yard line. So just a 28-yard punt, but a punt inside the 20. And the Indy Bison will start deep in their own territory. 1st and 10 at their 14-yard line. 8.5 minutes to play here in our third quarter. A 14-0 lead for Racine.
Yeah, disappointing, promising field position and disappointing there for the Raiders. They're down to just 5.3 yards per play. They're about high 7s for most of the first half, and now they're just down to 5.3 yards per play, and it's kind of turned into a defensive battle right now, Don.
Well, and that's a battle that you'd think would favor the Raiders a lot. Raiders defense has been very strong, the strong suit of this team for the past few years.
Should be a perfect time for a big turnover for this Raider defense to flip the momentum back in their way here in a huge way and potentially put a little bit more cushion against the Bison.
Three receivers off to the left side for Heron as he has a back in the backfield. That's actually Cameron Jackson, a receiver that he'll line up to his right. Rixey in single coverage on the near side of the field. Now Danowski cheats over that way, away from the trips. Heron, on a designed run, he's going to take off and just angle to the sideline, escorted by Arion Ivy out of bounds at the 17. Picks up 3. It's a 2nd down and 7 for Indy.
Ivy, 6'4", 220, 30 with the Raiders. He's got the speed to chase him to that corner there. It's going to be hard to turn that corner on Ivy with him chasing him down.
Clock ticking. 8:15 to go here in the third quarter. Racine's defense has been bend but not break in this game. The Indy Bison have had a couple of drives into deep into Raiders territory, but the Raiders defense has held. Three receivers to the left. Wind at the back of the Bison. Heron with an empty backfield. He'll have an H-back. That's Booker on the right side of the line. And Rixey out wide to the right. Covered by Dalton. Heron looking and trying to find Booker on a crossing pattern. Got happy feet, though, with a couple black jerseys breaking through. And in coverage, anyhow, good coverage was Alvin Turner for Racine.
Yeah, I think he heard Ivy's footsteps crashing down on him, and he got that ball out as quick as he could. As you mentioned, Turner was there on the coverage. Even if it would have been caught, it would have been for nothing. Turner's not going to miss a tackle there.
See Armani Goodwin walking off the field over the left shoulder of head coach Wilbert Kennedy. Some great shots from the sidelines by Owen and Grayson. We want to thank him along with the rest of our crew. We'll give you their names shortly. Two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. Williamson to the left of Heron. Heron hands extended. Heron looking to pass. Heron pressure coming. Nico Lemke almost at him. He tries to throw it away. And are they going to say he was in the grass? They will. Able to come in there and clean it up for Racine was Cameron Hall. And Heron looks shaken up as we look at the ECU replay.
Well, it's either you're in the grass or it's intentional grounding because there is no white jersey eligible receiver in that area whatsoever. But they're going to say he was in the grass. No, 46 Hagans finished. Hall finished that out. Lemke with the initial pressure, and then Hall finished it up.
Back at the two-yard line, a fourth down. So now Heron's going to be punting with his heels nearly on the back line. See if Racine changes up anything with their punt coverage here as far as if they go a little more strongly after this one with the limited space.
And possibly mobility because he was slow to get up again.
And confusion by the Bison. They go with three players right on the line in the middle of the field, three protectors for Heron. And Heron's going to run off to his left as he's going to try and go for it, and he'll be pushed out of bounds short along the far sideline. And able to knock him out of bounds was Hall. And it will be a turnover on downs, and we'll send it down to Tyler, who has an injury update.
Yeah, guys, wide receiver Jordan Payne is going to be out for the remainder game with a groin injury. He did tweak it last week against the Detroit Ravens. He was hoping to go again today, but with the weather, he just tweaked it again. He was like, hey, we're going to try to go back again next week. Back to you guys in the booth.
Thank you much, Tyler. Appreciate that update. It'll be first and 10 for Racine at the Indy 19-yard line. The speed of here and there almost was able to get that one, but thankfully Hall had a good angle on him, Evan.
Yeah, good thing Hall did, or that would have been a huge play there, unfortunately, for the Raiders.
Well, Sawyer Schick in the game now for Racine at quarterback. Hands it off to Benko. Benko lane breaks a tackle. And Benko down inside the 10 to the 8-yard line picks up 11, and it'll be first and goal, Racine.
Great run there by Benko. Bring some explosiveness to the offense this year, and he's out there. It's usually a chain-moving play.
Raiders in the Anton painting red zone, trying to put up some points. And the handoff to Benko. Benko pulls over a defender into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders. Benko from 8 yards out, and Racine extends their lead to 20-0 with 6:02 to play in the third.
Yeah, great run there by Benko. Fouls his way in there, extends it to make sure he got that ball over, makes it 20-0. And, even though he's on the sidelines for that drive, it's good to see Locke out there celebrating just as hard as he would if he was out there on the field. Great to see.
And you do worry, did something happen to him on that one where he came out after the turf monster got him back at the 40 there?
When he was dancing, I think he's good.
Raiders getting an extra player out there. Gary Young comes out. Wodak on for the extra point, trying to make it 21-zip. And keep the celebration going here on Alumni Night and Hall of Fame Induction Night. The Wodak kick is away, and it is good. With 6:02 to play in the third quarter, it's the Raiders 21, the Indy Bison Zip. We'll be back. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Lathrop Avenue, activebodyfitness.com. What year did Bob Mielke begin the Racine Raiders Alumni Association? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Active Body Fitness on Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Make sure to go check them out, activebodyfitness.com. Great sponsors of the Raiders live stream as well as our high school live streams. Wodak's kick, a line drive kick. It'll be hauled in back at the 1 yard line, brought up across the 15 to the 20, angling towards the far sideline, cutting it back in is the returner, and he'll bring it up to the 41-yard line. Nice return there by the Indy Bison. And we have Tyler Sorensen on the sideline with the touchdown man.
All right, so I'm here with Tom Benko. Tom, obviously, first touchdown of the game for you. What does it mean to finally get in the end zone after sort of barreling through the Bison defense so far all day today?
Yeah, I mean, you never know when your number's going to be called. Got to make the most of your opportunities. We got a loaded backfield, so we know there's a bit of rotation. And sometimes it takes a little while for us to click and get into a rhythm, but obviously you see what happens when, like, one of our backs gets going. So I just want to be in there as much as I can and make the most out of my number when it's called. So I did that and finished up where I left off in the first quarter. I wish they would have left me in on that one, but how we finished it off for us. So I guess that's my makeup for that right there.
Yeah, and then obviously whenever your number's being called, you seem to bring like the spark of energy for the Raiders offense. Is that what you try to do every single time your number gets called?
I mean, it's not like my intention, but I do play with a lot of emotion, a lot of passion. Like, it's held in there, but I really do play with a lot of emotion. So I think they feed off that. It gives a lot of energy to the rest of the guys. You can see a man's willpower when he doesn't want to go down and fight for every yard.
Pretty awesome. Well, thank you. Back to you guys in the booth.
Thank you, Tyler. Great interview there with Tom Benko after the touchdown. Under center here, the Indy Bison with Heron for the first time this game. They try something new, hand off to Bridges. He's able to power his way ahead for a few yards. Turner with the tackle. And check that, that's actually Adams on the carry. 4 yard gain, second down and 6 for Indy.
Fullback in there too, Dante Hart, a 5'11", 290 pound fullback lined up in a, to them, untraditional I formation.
Yeah, fullback slash defensive tackle, yeah. I believe, is what they use him for. As you take a look at the sidelines, as Malik Perry communicating with somebody in the bleachers. Rixey splits out to the left. Everybody else bunched. You have the fullback in there. You have Bridges behind him in an I formation backfield. Raiders bunching middle on defense, showing blitz. Here in takes, gives to Bridges. Bridges tries to go off left tackle and picks up a couple of yards. Not a whole ton of running room out there. Stephon Chapman on the tackle. It'll bring up a third down and 4 for Indy.
Trying to do something a little bit different here, but the issue you run into by going bunch formation, I formation, power running attack, you're down 21-0, and by doing this, you're shortening the game.
Take a look at some of the offense on the sideline. Feeling pretty good, having put up 3 TDs in this game thus far with 4:15 to play, leading 21-zip. Hand off to Bridges again. He finds a big lane this time. Bridges into Raiders territory at their 40-yard line. They'll mark him at the 39 as he picks up 13, and they move the chains.
I guess if you get big plays like that, you're not going to shorten it too much, but...
Seeing some...
Fullbacks leaving the field now.
Seeing some substitutions defensively for Racine out there as well. They will come out of the huddle this time and still go under center with Adams in the backfield. Rixey off to the left side. And now we have a timeout by the Bison. They will use their first here in the second half.
Andy, first sharp timeout of the half.
3:41 to play in the third quarter. Racine leads 21 zip. We'll step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
21 zips, a Racine lead. Two rushing TDs and a passing TD by Andre Locke. The last drive for the Raiders, we saw Sawyer Schick in there at quarterback. Andre Locke was dancing around on the sideline, Evan said. So good to see that. Hopefully he's all right. Appreciate you coming into our broadcast. And looks like somebody might be declaring as eligible.
Is reporting as eligible.
Ronald Williams, a 6'1", 295-pound defensive tackle, will go in at fullback as Adams will be behind him. They're in the I formation here with Heron under center. One receiver, Rixey, wide out to the left side. Raiders bunching middle. Handoff goes to Adams. He tries to go off right tackle, breaks it outside, and it will be taken down. Corey Dalton from behind down to the 21-yard line, a pickup of 18. And the Bison have something going here in this I formation, Evan.
Yeah, the offense is starting to click here in the running game. They're switching out with a different back here as well, just trying to wear out this Raider defense.
3.5 to play in the third quarter.
Crenshaw in the backfield, it looks like.
They keep Williams back there. And now looking to pass, throwing it up, and Chenchuk picks it off in the end zone. Schultz comes up with the interception. They're looking for Rixey. They were trying to suck Racine in, but they went to Chan Island, and Chan Island is a lonely place for receivers as we take a look at the replay from ECU.
Great interception there, and the quarterback here, Heron, when he threw it up, he threw it too much in the middle of the field and not enough towards the pylon there. If he wanted to try to hit that route, should have put him more back shoulder. Instead, he kind of hung it out there, and the ball hung in the air in the field of play, and Schultz able to adjust and get that interception. But a huge interception for this Raider defense, as it looked like the Bison were going to kill a lot of clock once again with that ground game.
Maybe Tyler can get a moment with Channing Schultz when we have a little bit of a break here. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Two backs in the backfield. Revolinsky to the left of Schick puts Gaines in motion. Screen pass tipped up in the air, and it's going to be incomplete, and that is knocked in the air by Perry. Second down and 10 for Racine.
Yeah, Perry gets that hand up to knock it down. A dangerous play there as Perry was able to get that other hand on it. He could have took that in for an easy pick six there.
Second and 10 for Evans.
Just got a notification. Somebody bought a brick in the Champions Plaza.
There we go. First brick is sold.
There have been a few that have been sold over the last couple days. Schick looking to pass, going deep, going for Foster. Foster makes the catch, and he'll be brought down at the 35-yard line of the Indy Bison. A pickup of 40 and a first down for Racine. As taking exception is George, who has had an up and down game as we take another look at this one.
I think George is trying to say that he was standing over him celebrating and he thought that should have been a taunt. I think that's what he's a little mad about there.
And now we have a stoppage.
Have to get the chain set.
Yep. The Raiders are trying to hurry up because there are lots of substitutions being made by the Bison. Schick with a big completion there. This time he gives it off to Hayes, and Hayes powers his way ahead for 3 yards. Second down and 7. And check that. Actually, that is going to be Tev Allen on the carry for Racine.
Yeah, so now with the playing with the rule book we play by now, after a first down, the clock, we have an injured player now for the Bison, but the clock stops on the first down, so you got to get a chance for the chains to get set before you can do the next play.
That was Brown, who hobbles off the field. We've called his name a few times, a couple of them not good.
Christian running over there as well, so you get to the sideline first.
He's got to put a little now Brown down on his hands on his knees, and Christian is able to beat him over there. Good job, Christian. Still has it. And why don't we send it to the sideline? Tyler Sorensen has Channing Schultz.
All right, so I'm here with Channing, obviously getting the second turnover of the game. What does it mean to get this interception in the end zone?
We needed it at that moment. They were driving, moving the ball really well. I kind of knew it was coming. They brought the receiver out every time he came out. You know, he ran a route aggressively, but kind of seeing it coming, they ran three straight, and every time they ran three straight, they came with a pass. So kind of knew that's why I was in a good position for it.
Yeah, and then obviously coming out this now offense going, keeping that momentum going. What does it mean to be, I guess, sort of that momentum shifter in that aspect of getting that interception?
Yeah, because if they score right there, it's a different game. It's 14-7. It's still some time. So that kind of takes a heart when they're driving, and then boom, you know, they threw it to Chan Island. It costs a lot of money to go there. So.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you, and back to you guys in the booth.
Tev Allen with a 3-yard run sets up a 3rd and 3 for Racine at the 28-yard line of the Indy Bison. Schick hands it off to Allen, and too much traffic. 3 white jerseys are going to muscle him to the turf as he loses, I think, a yard. It'll bring up a 4th down and 4 here for Racine. See what they decide to do.
Yeah, hopefully Tyler can tell Schultz it's 21-0, not 14.
Well, that's after his interception, though, wasn't it?
No, he intercepted it with a 21-0 game.
Well, you know, close enough.
Math is hard.
Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. And it's going to be a 4th down and 4. Terrence Fitch checks in. He'll break out to the right. Foster on the left side. Gaines in the slot on the right side. You have Tev Allen in there to the left of Schick. Schick with some time throws middle of the field, caught by Revelinski, and Revelinski forward progress is going to be very close to a first down at the 25-yard line. This might call for a measurement. Bison pointing towards the south, Raiders pointing towards the north. Keith Turner looking down the line, and he says, I need to see this with the chains next to it. So we are going to have a measurement here, I believe.
This is the first measurement of the season?
I think so, yeah. First one that we've seen, that we've had home or road, unless we had one in Ohio. I wasn't there for that.
And good mechanics here for the official, too. They left the ball where he got tackled, to give the opportunity to see if they need a measurement or not. Too often you see them try to rush the ball back to the middle of the field, but for a measurement, it has to be where he got brought down, if you're going to do mechanically correctly.
So they don't exactly race the chains out there. You're going to get a good look from Owen's camera. What do you think? The stretch!
First down.
It is. Looks to be good enough for a first down. Wow. Great shot there, Owen. Way to get that one. Everybody could see it. Glad we didn't have to break out a note card.
We're giving one your
They give them back their official crew sheet. Their we get a laminated official crew sheet. Just make a paper airplane out of it and send it down there for them. So a first and 10 for Racine, just enough by about an inch. They'll have it at the 25-yard line.
I'm sure somebody has playing cards around here, too. They could use that.
For the Indy Bison, an angry inch that the Raiders made it by there. Under 30 seconds to go here in the third. And we have a false start by Racine with the flag on the field.
False start. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Want to thank our crew, Todd Andresen, our director, Owen Andresen on our sideline cam, our field cam, Torian Smith, AJ, George Cometti, Jack Redland, Dave Zuper on stats, Quinn O'Brien, Ireland Hints on social media, Dan Pfeiffer, our PA announcer, Ian Goldstein on the scoreboard bug, Daryl Januzzi, our producer back at the WRJN studios. First and 10 at the 15 at the 30. Hand off to Heron. Heron tries the right side, and Heron leaves some bodies in the wake, and we'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a second down and 10 when we come back after a 60-second break because we've reached the end of the third quarter. 21-0, the Raiders lead, and they're driving. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Be a second down and 10 for the Raiders at the 25-yard line of the Indy Bison as we start the fourth quarter. And you get a look at Coach Kennedy talking to Nico Lemke, some other defenders, as well as Hall down there on the sideline. Trips to the left for Schick. Schick looking to pass, has time, throwing. Going for Gaines. What a catch by Gaines as he goes to the turf inside the five. Picks up 20. They'll say 19 and a first and goal Racine.
Gaines with, as you mentioned, a great catch on that. Used every bit of his 6'5" frame to go and get that out of the air and move the chains and get the first and goal deep into the red zone. The Anton painting and decorating red zone. He must have knew I was going to say red zone because he put it up as soon as I said it.
Yes, Anton painting and decorating. Give him a call for a refresh, home or office. Handoff. Given. And Kelly flag takes down. It down inside the five, and there are flags.
Another great shot by Owen on the field. I saw the flag laying there on the pile.
Holden, offense, number 65. 10-yard penalty, replay first down.
Dale Burgess flagged for the hold there. So, again, and this is some of the stuff we've been talking about with this Racine Raiders offense, Evan, is that here they are down to the 6-yard line of the Bison, prime opportunity, and then a hold. Yep. Pushes them back 10 yards, and now they have a first and goal, and they're out at the 16. Revolinski over on the left side. Malik Perry in the game. He's out wide to the left. Gains the tight end on off the left side. Foster over to the right. Looks to be in single coverage. Schick scanning. Schick throwing towards the end zone, and it takes out the official that's over there. On the bounce. You lose points on the bounce.
Yeah, he had a chance to catch that. Adam Inkling, the receiver on that one. He could have caught that one.
It'll bring up a second and goal from the 16.
You see better effort out of him. No, but the pressure got in Schick's face pretty quickly there, so he had to throw that before he was ready, and it, you know, fell incomplete.
14:04 to play in the game. Racine with the 21-zip lead. They can get this into the red end zone here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. You got to feel that that may be the nail in the coffin for the Indy Bison in their unbeaten season thus far. Two receivers to the right, one off to the left for Schick. He puts Kelly behind him from his left side. Schick pitches to Kelly to the right side. Kelly is able to break through one tackle, and he'll get down to the 10-yard line, picks up six on the play, and it'll bring up a third and goal from the 10 of the Indy Bison.
Tip your hat to Gaines there. Perry went in motion to the right and was lined up in the backfield, and Gaines is like, dude, you got to move up a little bit. Otherwise, they would have been penalized for legal formation there if he didn't do that.
They'll send Perry out wide to the left with Gaines. That has got to be the biggest differential between two receivers on one side of the field in height that we may ever see, between Perry and Gaines. Schick steps up in the pocket. He's going to tuck and run. Schick lowers the shoulder. Touchdown, Raiders. Schick from 11 yards out. Racine leads 27-zip with 13:11 to play in the game.
Sawyer Schick was not going to be denied on that run. Nowhere to go with the football. Tucked it and ran it in. And like I said, he was not going to be denied. Dove into that end zone to get the score. Almost Brett Favre-ish diving in there like that, a la Falcons-Packers playoff. I think it was a playoff game at Milwaukee County Stadium when Favre dove in against the Falcons. It's kind of similar to that.
I was there. The emergence of Brett Favre, that game. I fell asleep in the first half. I had worked third shift, but I was up for that one. Caught that play. Wodak on for the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is away, and that's off the right crossbar. No good. Raiders will have to settle for a 27-0 lead. 13:11 to play in the game. We'll be back in 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
We were talking about Dan Pfeiffer, our public address announcer, just did an announcement about the Champions Plaza. If you go to RacineRaiders.com, there's a couple of links on the homepage that will take you to more information about that. You can buy a brick. They're very reasonably priced as well. So if you want to honor a team, a school, you were part of the Kilties or any of the drum corps, you did the midget car racing here, whatever it might be, you had a relative that played for the Racine Bells, anything along that line, you can go to the website and find out a ton more information on that, RacineRaiders.com. Wodak kicks this one a few yards back into the end zone. It's going to be taken out of the end zone by Marcus Richardson. Richardson is still on his feet across the 25 and will be spun down at the 29-yard line. Dante Manley on the tackle for Racine, and we are going to send it down to Tyler Sorensen on the sideline with Sawyer Schick.
I'm here with quarterback Sawyer Schick, obviously getting into the end zone, extending the lead more. What does that mean to be a part of that?
Offense line's playing out of their mind. Offense is playing well. Defense is good. Football's.
Yeah, and then obviously getting your number called, coming in for Andre Locke. Just what does it mean to get your number called and be in this position to keep on extending this lead?
I guess before football, it's fun. It's fun to play football. It's fun to be out with my friends.
All right, awesome. Thank you, Sawyer. And then we also have an injury update. Running back Sean White is out with an ACL injury. I don't know if it's torn or not, but he will not be returning in the rest of the game. Back to you guys in the booth.
Thank you, Tyler. Sawyer Schick wearing many hats And we have a backup quarterback in for the Bison. That's Dominique Rogers. They go for the home run down the far sideline right away to Rixey into double coverage. Incomplete, second and 10.
Yeah, had the open man, had the defender beat and just overthrew him. And you say man of many hats, well, it's kind of fitting. He's a long snapper, backup quarterback. You know, he does a little bit of everything. So it fits, man of many hats. Kind of like the baseball interviews where they're talking to the pitcher and guys are throwing sunflower seeds and gum and stuff at him.
Indeed, yeah, that was great. Great to see that camaraderie on the sideline, especially coming off of last week, a rough loss. Three receivers over to the left side, one to the right for Rodgers. That's Rodgers' first incompletion of the season, by the way. He was 4 of 4 coming in, throwing to the near side, and that is knocked away by Corey Dalton. They were looking for Jackson, and Dalton able to get in there and swat that away Dikembe style.
I was hoping he's going to do the finger wag right there, but, you know, don't want to risk the thinking you're taunting and throw the flag, you know. Don't want to have that happen.
Third and 10, as you saw Corey Dalton, and you see Channing Schultz at the bottom of your screen on our live stream, clapping along to the music being played by Dan Pfeiffer.
DJ Dan Pfeiffer.
Yeah, that's not, he has a big enough head. Let's see. We don't need to give him more hats. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. His hairline's starting to go like mine. We need to avoid the hats for him. Rodgers at quarterback. Quick pass. That's going to be incomplete as he led Jackson almost into a big hit. Coming in there was Thomas Burton wearing that number 30 jersey.
Yeah, that would have been a very hard hit if that ball would have been caught. That was gonna be a big hit.
After the punt here, and it looks like we're gonna see a different punter out there. It's gonna be Luke Moaning.
Hey, forgot his shoe.
Yeah. After that, we will give you our active body fitness trivia answer. The question, when did Bob Mielke start the Alumni Association? Tonight, Alumni Night. They only have two protectors this time. They don't have enough out there. They need one more. Now they see that, and they're getting somebody out there. I wonder if Heron is hurt, since he's not out there to punt either. A high, short kick. And that is going to hit at the 37, take a Bison bounce, and Dalton is sitting there going, it would have bounced right to me. It'll go to the 49, a 19-yard punt. It'll be first and 10 for the Raiders there. And let's give you the answer to our active body fitness trivia question. 1991 is when Bob Mielke started the Racine Raiders Alumni Association active body fitness. They are exercises a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Thanks for tuning into our broadcast tonight. Thanks for supporting our sponsors, including Active Body Fitness.
I heard Dalton scream all the way up here on that one.
Yeah.
And I have both earmuffs on the headset.
Hayes in there. He's going to be a receiver over on the right side now. I believe we have Howard Triplett in the backfield behind Schick, working out of the pistol. Schick fakes a handoff to Triplett, going for the home run ball. And Foster, jump ball, comes down with it at the 25-yard line of the Bison. A pickup of 24, and Racine moves the chains as we'll take a look at the Educators Credit Union replay.
Yeah, great ball there by Schick on getting that up there. I see a nice fake handoff there and just pops it up there, and Foster's going to win that matchup every time at 6'6", 225.
Two receivers right, one to the left, a full foot taller than Malik Perry, who is another receiver out on the field for Racine. Hand off to Triplett. Pyle pounds forward for a yard into the 24-yard line. It'll be a second down and 9 for Racine. 3 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter.
The hardest earned 1 yard we've seen all season long.
Looking like we have some subs in on the offensive line. Sam Murphy, I see, is out there. Looks like Burgess out there as well.
Zimmerman moved into center.
Triplet off the left hip of Schick. Twin receivers each way for Schick. Triplet with the run up the middle, and Triplet will pound his way to the 21-yard line. Picks up three more. It'll be a third down and six, and we have an injured Bison player that is down as the training staff comes to take a look at him.
Looks like he's grabbing at his head. I don't know if he got a finger to the eye or what happened there, but he looks to be in some pain.
As the training staff taking a look at him. The Raiders, this is the first game of a five-game homestand. Racine will be back home next week, and it's a big one, Evan. A team coming in from the Southwest, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. The Phoenix Outlaws, the number one ranked team in the West, is coming into historic Horlick Athletic Field. We're hoping it would be a game where it would be a battle of two unbeatens. Not going to turn out that way, but it'll be a good battle for this Racine Raiders team. .11:15 and counting, a third down and six for Racine at the 21-yard line of the Indy Bison. Wind at the Raiders' back. In at running back is Malcolm Young for Racine. You have Hayes as the tight end on the right side of the formation. Bitch, the receiver out wide to the left, two receivers to the right. Schick looking to pass, has time, pocket holds up. Schick throwing and throws too tall for Malik Perry in the back of the end zone. It'll bring up a fourth down and see what Racine decides to do here, if they're going to give Wodak an opportunity at a field goal. It would be within his range. He kicked a career-long 41-yarder in that 11-zip win over the Cowboys. This will be just a few yards shorter than that.
He's got the wind. It's died down a little bit, as it's been pretty strong most of the game. But he's got the wind kind of at his back a little bit, too. It's kind of switching between blowing towards us and blowing right at the back.
Yeah, that may have been that that extra point attempt may have gotten pushed just a little bit with the way that wind is blowing. Some confusion on the Raiders' part as far as personnel, as they're running players out there.
We had a great conversation a couple weeks ago with Brady Wodak at the Raiders Roundup at Angry Brothers Pub. He was our guest and got some really good insight on what goes through a kicker's head when he's lining up for a field goal.
And here he is lining up for a 39-yarder. Snap is there. Hold is down. Kick is away. And it is down the middle. Brady Wodak from 39 yards makes it a 30-0 Racine lead with 10:42 to play in the game. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Roundup, but Wednesdays at 5:30 at Angry Brothers, and this is a live show that you do, so people should come on out there, and you bring in sometimes players to talk to, so it gives you a break from having to deal with Tom Christensen. So
yeah, we've had Joe Garcia 1 week, we've had Nick Nelson twice, we've had Brady Wodak, who just nailed the field goal, and as I mentioned, gave great insight to, you know, how a kicker prepares for, you know, like a 43 or a 33 or whatever yard field goal he's going out there to kick.
And Wodak kicking off, and this kick will be taken out of the end zone from 3 yards deep. And up across the 20, 25-yard line. I believe that's Isaiah Moore returning that up to the 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Indy Bison there as they try to avoid the shutout. And you see Andre Locke and Coach Kennedy talking and Jordan Payne coming in there and Jaquez Woodland trying to figure out what this conversation might be about. Maybe Davis, the Wolf in there, Antonio Dundee. So,
only if we knew what they were talking about there. Kennedy's looking like, oh, God, get these guys away from me.
Get this camera away from me. What are you doing? Why are you pointing that thing at me? I retired from that stuff. 10.5 minutes to play in the game. And do the Bison have yet another quarterback that they're going to have in there? Or is that, no, that still appears to be Rodgers. Rodgers will have Williamson off his right hip, two receivers to the right, one off to the left side. Rodgers, pocket breaks down. He's going to tuck and run, and Rodgers will get back to the line of scrimmage as he's dragged down from behind by D'Angelo Morris.
Yeah, like really nothing immediately. Pocket broke down right away, and Morris just, He got the tackle. The quarterback just tried to get what he could there in Rodgers, and was ended up being nothing.
5 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Racine well in command. 30-0, the Raiders lead. Two receivers off to the left side, one to the right. Tight end on the left side of the formation. Rodgers on in relief of Heron. Rodgers going for the home run ball to Jackson. And that's intercepted. Beautiful interception by Thomas Burton in traffic. And the Raiders defense comes up with another one as we take a look at this one again. Yeah, the celebration right now.
Yeah, this is definitely a favorite for our senior helpers' plays of the game. Definitely a favorite for that. I'm not saying it's going to be, but it's definitely going to be in consideration. Great play there by Burton, plucking this out of the air to get the Raiders back to football.
Manley right there as well. And then the celebration began as we take a look at Burton on the sideline. Jordan Donowski giving him a congrats as well.
Banco's must like being on the back of the bench like that. Now Tom's standing on the bench, and we already saw the other one sitting down.
9:41 to play in the game. 30-0, the Racine lead. Sawyer Schick stays in there at quarterback. Two receivers off to the left side. Fitch all alone to the right for Schick. Hayes in there in the slot. And Perry out wide to the left. Handoff ball is on the ground. Miscommunication, and the Raiders are going to give it right back as Turner hops on that one. And it's a turnover by Racine. It'll be first and 10 for the Bison at the 33 of Racine.
Yeah, that was the easiest fumble recovery you're ever going to see as the ball pretty much just bounced, landed right in front of him. All he had to do was fall on it.
Malcolm Young on that one. .937 to play in the game. A first and 10 for the Indy Bison now. Now the Raiders defense has their work cut out for them. See some more starters in there. Gary Young at middle linebacker. Moving in there. William Hogland at right outside linebacker. He comes in looking to blitz.
Bitch a corner.
Handoff goes to Williamson, and Williamson will pick up yardage down to the 21-yard line, a dozen, and it will be a first down. First
down. You know, some Raider on Raider big hit there. Made a couple guys slow to get up. Thankfully, everyone got up fine, but Meyer and I think it was number 30, Burton, collided on the tackle attempt.
Josiah Gordon is one of the corners. Other corner out there, Dante Manley for Racine. Williamson to the left of Rodgers. Another handoff to Williamson, and Williamson is able to find his way down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. Gained 7, second down and 3.
Dundee checking in there, and back did a good job getting small there to get through a small hole to get that gain of 7 yards and make it second and 3. But as I mentioned, Dundee, the Wolf, checking into the game for
Connor Harris.
So we'll see, you know, if the Wolf can make a big play here. Known for quite a bit last season.
Little banged up this season. Has limited his playing time a bit. Looks to be getting more PT, so looks to maybe be getting a little healthier. Two receivers right, one to the left here for Rodgers. Rodgers hands it off. And trying the right side is Xavier Christie, and it'll be a third down and 2 on a pickup of 1.
Yeah, nice job there on the Raiders getting that tackle there to stop it short of the first down.
Christie will check out of the game now. As Rodgers brings the play to the huddle, under 8 minutes to play in the game. Racine trying to hold on to this shutout, but it's Bison football at their 13-yard line. Third and 2. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Adams in there to the left of Rodgers. The handoff goes to Adams, and there is the Wolf. Ow! Antonio Dundee with the TFL back to the 16-yard line, but he appears to be shaken up.
It looks like the ball carrier came down on his leg a little awkwardly. Hopefully he's okay.
Take a look at the replay here, the Dundee TFL. As you get a good look into the backfield of the Bison there. And Dundee just broke free. They let him free, it seemed like, to go and try and kick out to block over on that side. And Dundee was able to get to the ball carrier as they take a look at his right leg.
Yeah, like I said, when he came down on the tackle, it looked like the ball carrier landed right on his knee. I don't know, maybe hyperextended it a little bit there with the awkwardness, but looks to be walking very gingerly.
Yeah, is.
Hope he's okay.
Talking to Christian Venegas from the Doctors of Physical Therapy, still kind of massaging out that right knee.
As he's walking, he's starting to walk a little bit better.
So it'll be a fourth down and 4 now for the Indy Bison. They will keep the offense out there, see if the Raiders defense can get a stop. Midway point of the fourth quarter, 30 to zip the Racine lead. Three receivers to the left, one to the right for Rodgers in relief of Heron. He has Adams to his right in the backfield. Now he's going to move him over to his left side. Rodgers looking to pass. Screen pass over to the left side. Hits Crenshaw. He is covered up immediately. Manley over there. Takes him down. No gain. And it'll be a turnover on downs. Racine will have it. First and 10 at their own 15-yard line.
The shutout stands for now with 7:06 to play in the game. And, Don, this is a Bison offense that averages about 33 points a game this season. And the Raiders have them stuck at 0. With 7:06 to go in the game.
Yeah, this Raiders team, two things could have happened coming out of last week in Detroit. One is you could have had a lot of frustration. That could have carried over to here tonight, but that does not seem to have happened. It seems that this team has doubled down, and they are working through these problems as we're going to see our third quarterback of the night for Racine. Antoine McKinney, as you take a look at him there, will be in there at quarterback for the Raiders. Two receivers left. Woodland comes out now to make it two receivers off to the right side as well, coming out late. McKinney puts the ball on the turf, is able to pick it up, and he will be taken down for a loss of 2 yards. It'll be a second down and 12. So the last two snaps now, Racine has put the ball on the turf, Evan.
Yeah, not what you want to see to finish the game. You want to see the continued building of positive, and now two straight plays where the ball goes on the ground.
Overall, a pleasant alumni night and Hall of Fame induction night. The Raiders are going to give the fans a W. Leading 30-0, 6.5 minutes to play. Two receivers to the right, one to the left for McKinney. And this snap gets by McKinney, picks it up, and walks into the end zone, and there goes the shutout. It's going to be a safety, but we do have a flag on the play.
So, Littles.
Littles is the one that is able to wrap him up, but there is a flag there down. Is a flag.
Illegal formation on offense. Penalties decline. Safety.
So the Bison will get the safety and 2 points. And it's 30-2. We will keep it here with 6:19 to play in the game. It'll be a free kick to the Bison now.
We'll see how Wodak wants to kick this. If he's going to kick it off a tee or is he going to punt it? Kind of see what he does here. And for the defense, it still counts as a shutout. They've yet to allow a point.
They're yet to allow a point, but points are on the board.
I know. So. I'm sure they're mad seeing that happen.
So exciting game next week. Phoenix Outlaws coming into town. They're apparently, based on your early weather report, bringing some of that Phoenix heat mm-hmm. with them here to Horlick Field.
Yeah, early report, 76 for a high, so it'll be warm by the time we get to kickoff. Come on down to Horlick Field and come on down to Angry Brothers on Wednesday at 5:30 to help get ready for that game. Great food, great drinks, great service, and get to listen.